You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and Wisc Country 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Two Wisconsin Democratic lawmakers did a pop-in at the Dodge County Jail. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
Representatives Mark Pocan and Gwen Moore made a surprise visit to the lockup to check on ICE detainees. That's according to WISN 12.
We have congressional prerogative to do an unannounced visit. In fact, I think a requirement really morally to do an unannounced visit to these facilities. Dodge County Jail is the only ICE facility in Wisconsin. So we went to go there. It took about an hour to get us into the process because I think, you know, it was unannounced, and we gave him a letter from the Appropriations Committee from Rosa DeLauro, who's the ranking Democratic member, that explains the law. They got the sheriff there. We had a conversation with him. But there are no ICE officials on premises. In fact, they come every 3 weeks.
Dodge County Sheriff Dale Schmidt gave them a tour, but said he couldn't let them talk to the detainees because the jail only houses them under a federal contract. Pocan and Moore said they were frustrated by the restrictions and want to ensure detainees are being treated well.
Gas prices fell slightly over the last week, dropping 1.7 cents to land at $2.95 today. This is 3 cents higher than a month ago and over 27 cents per gallon lower than this time last year. We are the only state where prices declined. Officials at Gas Buddy say refineries have ramped up output and gasoline supplies surged. There is an overall gentle downward trend across the country as summer progresses. Officials say if oil prices continue their gradual rise, gas prices could be impacted, but we shouldn't see any major shifts in the week ahead. Prices in central Wisconsin today range from $2.78 to $2.87 per gallon. History came alive in Nakusa over the weekend. Crowds gathered at historic Point Boss on Saturday and Sunday to experience the sights, sounds, and smells of the past. Volunteers and local historical groups reenacted activities that took place at Point Boss during the 1800s.
You get a feel for what we're doing here. You can see it, you can hear it, you can smell it.
John Berg demonstrated in the blacksmith shop, explaining the necessity of the profession no matter where pioneers lived.
The equipment that you see in the shop here is basically what you would find in any blacksmith shop on a farm, fur trade camp, a lumber camp, or a small four corners village, that kind of thing, that would service all the iron needs of those communities.
Along with the permanent structures on the property, many canvas tents were pitched all over the grounds. Joni Wolf displayed a wider range of bottles and jars at her table titled Medicinals.
They didn't have a pharmacy.
In addition to elderberry syrup and mustard plasters, Wolf explained the ingredients in a fermented medicine called fire cider, intended to boost one's immune system.
Horseradish root, ginger root, garlic, jalapenos, rosemary.
When attendees visited the schoolhouse at the entrance, children picked up a passport to guide them through all the activities. They also collected a piece of fur to barter at the fur trader's cabin.
Tell you what, I'll offer you two pieces of candy or one piece of candy and one string of beans.
One visitor drove a hard bargain.
Very expensive rabbit hide.
I know it's expensive. It's getting more expensive as we go along.
This is a candy and a bead.
Two piece and a bead.
The next event at Historic Point Boss is Civil War Days in July. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Packers release Jair. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. The Green Bay Packers have decided to part ways with Jair Alexander. ESPN reporting the 28-year-old defensive back was prepared to report to the team's minicamp tomorrow. Jair Alexander has missed over half the games the past two seasons due to injury. Baseball tonight. The Brewers opening a three-game series at home against the Atlanta Braves. Veteran lefty Chris Sale on the mound for the Braves against Milwaukee's right-hander Aaron Savalier. The Brewers losing 1-0 yesterday to the Padres. Desperate to score a run. Pat Murphy admitted after the game he gambled, putting in a pinch runner in for Rhys Hoskins in the seventh, saying it was a mistake considering Hoskins could have had another at-bat in the ninth.
It's one of those decisions. Seventh, eighth, or ninth, do you pinch run for your slowest guy? It backfired today. It wasn't the right call today, that's for sure.
NBA Finals, the Pacers losing to the Thunder 123-107. Game 3 in Indianapolis Wednesday night with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Billy Joel has been famous for decades, but the fame came with a price. The first part of a new documentary just premiered at the Tribeca Film Festival about Joel's life called Billy Joel and So It Goes. The documentary is chock full of salacious details about his life, like the fact that Joel attempted suicide twice after having an affair with his best friend's wife. In the 1960s, Joel was in a band called Attila with his best friend John Small and moved in with Small, his wife Elizabeth, and their son. Joel said the relationship with Small's wife Elizabeth was a slow courtship, but eventually he had to tell his friend that he was in love with his wife. The friend was not happy and punched Joel in the face and sent him looking for a new place to live. Joel ended up connecting with Elizabeth a few years later and marrying her. The marriage lasted from 1973 to 1982. All great couples have an interesting story about how they met. Starting July 1st, you can take even more time getting to your seat at the movies. That is, if you're going to AMC theaters. The Hollywood Reporter says commercials will start playing before movies, along with coming attractions. The theater chain set up a deal with National CineMedia. With commercials, the Dolby surround sound ads, theater etiquette ads, and previews, you actually have time to watch another movie on your phone before your featured attraction starts. But use headphones, please. Otherwise, it would be rude. Sydney Sweeney has been in the news quite a bit lately. She's now part of a new thriller, and not the kind that involves her selling her bathwater. She and Julianne Moore have teamed up in a new thriller called Echo Valley. Moore plays a divorced single mom raising her daughter, played by Sweeney, who is running with the wrong crowd and has a drug problem, which causes her and her mom to go broke. Might have to use some of that soap money. The film is directed by BAFTA winner Michael Pierce and drops on Apple TV June 13th. Not sure if Steve Carell has big feet, but his shoes will be tough to fill. No one knows that more than Domhnall Gleeson, who will play the boss on a new spin-off of NBC's The Office. The paper will feature the same documentary film crew from The Office, even though it was never really featured, as they record the daily happenings of a dying local newspaper, and it will be brought to you by the same team that brought you the American version of The Office. Gleeson, the son of actor Brendan Gleeson, knows the challenges he faces. The actor said he recently received encouraging words from Carell's Office co-star, John Krasinski, who reassured the actor that he was in great hands with executive producer Greg Daniels. Daniels successfully rebooted Ricky Gervais and Stephen Merchant's show of the same title from the UK. Although the title is different, the challenges faced in the paper are the same faced by those who ran a fictitious paper company. There is no release date yet, but the paper will premiere in September on Peacock. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be mostly cloudy with a few scattered showers possible today. Our high in the low 60s this afternoon. Tonight, an isolated shower or thunderstorm possible with a low dropping into the low to mid 50s. Tomorrow, sunny and a bit warmer with a high in the low to mid 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry. That's WISCountry.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.